In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to tell you a story about my first LSU football game. So I grew up in Jackson, Mississippi, but my mom's family is from Louisiana, and somehow a lot of my friends in school were Louisiana transplants, a lot of people who had moved up to Jackson from New Orleans and the area after Katrina. And then I went to seminary in Louisiana, but all through my childhood and also in seminary, I'll be honest, I hated LSU fans. You know, seminary is like a fraternity. And that may sound funny to you, but you have 120 college-age guys living together in the same house, and priests are people too, so you can imagine there are similarities. Either way, every time LSU played, I just hated it because it was so loud in the hallway, and it drove me crazy. LSU fans are just the worst. Either way, I get assigned to Natchez, Mississippi, and that's about an hour or so north of Baton Rouge. And so a lot of my parishioners here are LSU fans. Pope Francis tells priests that we have to smell like the sheep, so I have to take an interest in the things that my parishioners are interested in. Well, some of them kept telling me that I needed to go to an LSU game, and so I eventually got myself to the point that I was actually excited to go, and I decided to go to the LSU-Auburn game this past October with one of our seminarians who has a cousin on the team. But you know, when I do that sort of thing, go to these games, or like when I go to games with the high school here at my parish, I always go dressed as a priest. You know, priests are meant to be another Christ. We're celebrating today Good Shepherd Sunday, which is the world day for priestly vocations. Priests are meant to be Christ to those around them. When they see the priest, they should see Christ. So I wear the cassock. It's that long black robe that some priests wear. And the point of that isn't to get people to look at me, because trust me, I know that 95% of people who see me and don't know me think I'm crazy to be wearing that sort of thing in public. But 5% of those people might take a moment to think about who I am and realize I'm a priest, and then maybe in God's providence will think about their own place in relationship with God. So I show up to the game, and I had a lot of fun, so I'm sad to say that my opinion on LSU football has changed. And when the game was over, I needed to walk across campus over to the rectory for the chaplain on campus where I had left my car. Well, as I'm walking back, there's this student that sees me, and he asks if I'm a priest. And I didn't know this guy, and honestly, I should have introduced myself and asked his name, but I didn't, and I regret that. Either way, I told him I was a priest. And he said, "So you're a real priest?" And I laughed, and I said, "Yeah, I'm a real priest." Then to my astonishment, he said that he's on his way to a bar and that I should join him because he'd love to ask me some questions. So I pointed behind me and said, "Well, aren't the bars the other way?" And he said, "Oh no, I'm going to the nice bar." So either way, I politely declined. And I told him that I needed to get home because I had mass the next morning. Right, this was a Saturday night. Now, when I said that, the guy stopped walking and he stood there looking down at his feet. So I turned around and I said, he said, "I really need to start going to Mass again. It's been a while, but I know I need to go back to Mass. When is Mass here?" Thankfully, I knew the Mass times on campus, so I told him when Mass was, and I recommended that maybe he try going to the Sunday evening Mass on campus at 8 at night, since I knew he'd probably be out late that night. Then I said, "You're right, you need to go back to Mass, because Jesus loves you, and he wants to see you there." And then he shook my hand, and he thanked me for talking to him, and then we went our ways. Now, I don't know, of course, if he made it to Mass or not the next day. I did say a prayer for him that Sunday afternoon that he would remember and have the interior courage to go. And I probably will never see him again. But I hope that taking those few minutes to speak to a stranger was enough to get him to go back to Mass that day. Most of all, I'm grateful that the Lord allowed me to show that guy the face of Jesus Christ that night. Dear brothers and sisters, we need priests. We need good priests, and we need them desperately. St. Peter tells us that the enemy is out there right now like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. And you know it's true. You know, how many students go to college campuses now for an education and lose their soul? A few months back, a friend of mine who's a kicker for Kansas University sent me a video from this year's SEEK conference in St. Louis. That's a conference for Catholic college students. And the speaker in the video is a priest, and he's talking about how so many people today feel lonely and anxious, sad. They have this general inability to cope with life. And we could explain that away in so many different ways by pointing to problems in the world and to the difficulty in school. But the speaker made the point, and I agree with him. He said, maybe young people are not dead wrong about this feeling. Maybe feeling sad and anxious and burdened and barren is an appropriate and an adequate response to growing up in a world without God. Maybe it's a good response. An appropriate response to growing up, to coming of age, to entering into life in a brave new world in which everything is permitted and nothing is forgiven. Of course, young people today are anxious and overwhelmed. So many young people spend every moment of the day on a chase. And what are they chasing? Really, at the end of it, they're chasing love, right? Or at least what they're interpreting as love. Young people are chasing after the things, the attitudes, the looks that culture say will get them friends and attention and affection. And that's only exacerbated by living in a society where almost anything is permitted. Young people today are being told that in order to stay included and to keep their friends, in order to feel accepted and loved, they have to keep pushing the line of what they're comfortable with. They have to set aside the standard of what they consider right and wrong and just push it a bit, just a bit more, just a little bit more. But this experience just leaves them more and more unfulfilled because it's a chase. The culture today is so fast moving and it's almost impossible to keep up. And I don't mean in just things like clothes or technology. It's things like the words we use in conversation, what we do for fun. And if you can't keep up, that's it. You're out. No one wants to help you. Because to help puts them at risk of being left behind themselves. So not only do we live in a society that's forcing you to push the line on your morality and forcing you to chase after an unreachable value, we're also living in a society that actively discourages helping other people, that actively discourages caring for someone else over yourself. So while we are chasing after the feelings of affection that we want, the chase is encouraging us to not give that feeling to other people because it will take away from us. So it's this self-defeating circle, which ultimately is the enemy's goal, right? He wants us to be so totally exhausted from our attempts to feel loved that we won't even consider the things that actually would leave us fulfilled, which paradoxically is just to stop chasing and stop and start living. So yes, we need priest right now. Because what is the ultimate mission of the priesthood? It's to show people God, to be the face of Christ. Right now, we need good men with courage to step forward and to lay down their lives for Jesus Christ, because the world is forgetting what he looks like, and we need to see his face. And no, I'm not perfect at all, right? I remind myself of that. Sometimes my parishioners remind me of that. But the flock without the shepherd is going to be eaten by wolves. And the wolves are out there, ready to scatter the sheep. Someone has to protect them. There is not a vocation crisis. It's a crisis of courage. The church right now needs men of courage to step forward and to be willing to be the face of Christ. We need parents to have the courage to support their sons. You know, studies are showing us that the biggest deterrent to the priesthood right now isn't celibacy. No, it's parents. It's parents who can't deal with the fact that they won't have grandchildren. God is calling priests from your parish right now. We need to support them. We need a culture in our parishes, in our schools, our families that honors and respects the priesthood, that encourages young men to respond, to become the face of Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, to a godless world. Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.